This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I mean, how authentic did you want it?
I don't know. I can't.
Who could and how do you know you look at that? That's not real urine.
Well, I'm just got the story here. They actually splashed water against it from a film can.
Wow.
The problem was
the
they
secrets.
Would have. Well, they would have needed all four guys to go at exactly the same time.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and I've decided to live in Louisiana during the month of July.
Yucca!
Oh, is it?
Why are you wearing a black shirt?
Well, it's a concert t-shirt, and every concert t-shirt is black. I've never understood that, so I've decided to walk outside after the show and explode.
Yeah, like
right
a gremlin.
Into the heat. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying something on Rock School today that it's an experiment.
Oh, here we go.
We'll see if it works.
Here we
go. See if it works. It has nothing to do with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hold of a book called Led Zeppelin Crashed Here.
We did Led Zeppelin last week.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with Led Zeppelin. Just the name of the book is
okay.
Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America by Chris, I think it's Epting, E-P-T-I-N-G.
Okay.
Chris Epting. He's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going around the country taking pictures of famous landmarks.
Okay.
This happened here. This rock and roll event happened here. This rock and roll event happened here.
All right.
And he has a whole chapter just on famous album covers and where the picture was taken.
Okay.
So I'm of the opinion we have such a large following on the side of podcasts.
Yeah.
And you get those off a computer.
Right.
So there's a good chance, and I know we have people that listen on campus and people that listen at our four affiliates. So I'm assuming if you're listening, you might be near a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm thinking of is I picked the most famous album covers I could think of, famous pictures. If you're near a computer, maybe you can pull up the album or you already know the album cover. And I'm going to tell you where the pictures actually were taken. So you think of the album cover or see the album cover,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you where the picture's taken. Some of the places still exist, and if you want, you can go get your picture taken there.
So these are going to be album covers that are actual pictures of real places.
Real places.
So this is not like cover art or anything generated on a program.
Real places. For example, cover number one,
yeah.
The Eagles, Hotel California.
Oh, for the single?
It's got a picture. No, for the actual album.
The actual album.
The hotel is the Beverly Hills Hotel at 9641 Sunset Boulevard, Beverly Hill, California. The problem is when people go out there to take that picture,
mm-hmm.
where you see it and you're kind of looking down on it, you can't get the shot.
Why?
Because they used a crane to get themselves higher than the Beverly Hills Hotel roof.
Oh.
However, you can still see the dome on top of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Right.
Now, when you take the Eagles Hotel California album, and you can also do this with the CD, but the album's much cooler, and you open the gatefold,
mm-hmm.
there's a picture of them, and it looks like they're inside of the hotel. And supposedly you can see Aleister Crowley up in one of the windows looking down
them.
Oh, yeah. And you think, well, you're obviously inside of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Apparently not.
Wrong. The shot in the gatefold is not in the hotel. It was taken at the Lido Apartments, 6500 Yucca Street, Hollywood, California. And by the way, both places are still there, both places are still open, and for a little bit of a fee, you can have your picture taken at both places.
Nice.
If you're an Eagles fan. And from the Hotel California album, this is Hotel California. Rock School. On a dark desert highway. This is Rock School as we talk about famous album covers and where the shot was actually taken.
Right here.
Question from the kid in the back.
Yeah. So the Hotel California album cover was shot right there at that hotel in California.
Right.
Haha. So why, when you open it up, is it a different location? Why didn't they just walk on into the hotel that they just took a picture of the outside and take a picture on the inside?
I wish I knew. I wasn't in the Eagles at that time. I joined after that.
All right, smart aleck. I'm just trying to put some enlightenment on the show. You haven't been answering any of my questions.
No, I've been very bad lately. There's also a website you might find interesting called Word Magazine, W-O-R-D, wordmagazine.co.uk/album_atlas.
What?
Yeah, wordmagazine.co.uk/album_atlas. And what it does is it's a whole thing set up like GPS, like Google Maps.
Uh-huh.
And you find the album you want to see on the right-hand side.
Oh,
and when
cool.
you click on it, it goes to the exact location in the world
nice.
Of where the picture was taken.
That
and I got
is
a lot
sweet.
Of those off of this.
Sweet, so, yeah.
Do you remember the album The Clash, London Calling, where the guy is smashing the
yes.
bass guitar
yeah,
on
he looks,
stage?
Yeah, he looks real thin.
Yeah.
I remember yeah. when I looked at it, he looked like almost anorexic.
Well, that's The Clash's bassist, and that bass guitar, it's not a guitarist, it's you know, it's not Joe Strummer, it's Clash's bassist, and that album, the picture, mm-hmm. London Calling, is being taken on the stage of the Palladium, 126 East 14th Street, New York, New York.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody asks you, where is that being taken? Oh, it's the Roundhouse in the UK. It's this. It? No, not New York, New York, the Palladium.
Was that a posed picture?
No,
or was
that was taken live.
That was taken live?
That was taken live.
Wow.
The one we're going to play. Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Oh, I know that one. That one's the one with the guy on fire shaking Conway Twitty's hand.
That's right. Well, it wasn't Conway Twitty, but two guys shaking hands.
One of them's on fire.
And one of them's on fire. And by the way, that wasn't an after effect. That man was really on fire.
What?
When the picture was taken. The actual shot is taken on the Warner Brothers studio lot.
Yeah, it looks like a movie studio lot.
It is. Those were two stuntmen,
uh-huh.
and they're both wearing fireproof suits. Now, the man who is on fire is also wearing a fireproof face mask that looks like a face,
well,
obviously.
Yeah, because his head's on fire.
That's right, and he's covered in whatever the accelerant is that, mm-hmm. that burns, and he's shaking hands with another man who's covered in a fireproof suit. I mean, it's a suit made of flame-retardant material.
Who in the world? World comes
who thinks
up
of
with
this
that,
stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
What were you going to say?
Furthermore, that shot on mm-hmm. the Warner Brothers studio lot, in case you're wondering, it's at 4210 West Olive Avenue, Burbank, California. It is actually a popular stop on the studio lot tour. The bus stops, and people who are Pink Floyd fans get out and shake hands. There's actually a little place where you can stand and take the picture so it looks like you're in the Pink Floyd
right.
thing.
Right, and for an extra $5, they'll
we'll
douse
light you on
kerosene.
Fire. There you go. Here's Floyd from Wish You Were Here. Have a cigar. Rock School. We got a little time left before our first break. Played two long songs
right
out of the top of the hour.
Good stuff, though.
A little time left. The Suite, Desolation Boulevard. You look at it and it just looks like lots of stuff, a shot down a long boulevard.
It's busy, I'll
yes,
tell
it
you
is.
That. I thought it was in New York, but you say it's...
No, it's Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California.
Cool deal.
They picked a point, they stood on top of an automobile and just took a shot right down Sunset Boulevard and
mm-hmm.
put that on. And then
yeah.
superimposed the band on top of it. They're not really standing there. That's an after effect that they put right on top of
gotcha.
There.
Gotcha.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Mm-hmm.
The first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album. The three of them are sitting on a couch.
Yeah, two of them are like cross-legged and one of them is kind of sitting up on the
back
top
of the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Here's the problem.
What?
It's at North 809 Palm Avenue, West Hollywood, California.
Why is that a problem?
Okay, here's the problem. Have you noticed that on the couch, they're seated as Nash, Stills, Crosby? They're not Crosby, Stills, Nash. They're Nash, Stills, Crosby. Well, this was pointed out.
Uh-huh.
And they went, oh, we got to go reshoot it. They went back.
Uh-huh.
It was near a development. They knocked the house down.
What?
They literally took the shot, went back 24 hours later, the whole house was knocked down and went, oh, well, I guess we're going to shoot it. So that's the one they had to take. So if you'd like to go have your picture taken on that couch, I'm sorry. It's in a landfill somewhere. It's gone.
You can't just take a couch and stick it in front of a house.
It won't be that couch. And for people who are real sticklers, it won't be that couch. From the first album, here's the Marrakesh Express, Rock School. Okay, time for a quick one before we go into the break. Are you familiar with the album cover, The Who, Who's Next?
Oh, I am. That's the one where they're standing in the middle of this big trash heap. And
slag heap, they called it. Slag heap,
and the big cement block deal is in the middle of the slag heap.
Called a plinth.
Okay.
It's a plinth.
A plinth.
And they have kind of relieved themselves on the plinth,
one of the members of The Who. Yes, they have puddles up against the side of the plinth, insinuating that they have just done that.
They are in a town called Durham in the northeast of England, in case you're wondering. Mm-hmm. And by the way, none of it's liquid from them relieving themselves.
Huh?
None of the splashing is actually from them relieving themselves, because when it came time that they needed the shot, none of the members could actually, because apparently stage fright set in.
I mean, how authentic did you want it?
I don't know.
And how do you know? You look at that, that's not real urine.
Well, I've just got the story here from the guy that took the shot. They actually splashed water against it from a film can.
Wow.
The problem was
they
would have needed all four guys to go at exactly the same time because the water had to be fresh and all of that, but it was taken out of a film can.
So they were only going with one take? One shot?
Yeah.
Because you know it's bound to dry.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. They needed all four at the same time. Hello, KLSU. Thank you for joining us in this adult conversation here.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where water never dries.
And of course, iTunes. Hopefully you're pulling up these album covers on iTunes. Back in a minute with an interesting story of how they got the shot on the cover of Steely Dan's Pretzel Logic. In just a minute, Rock School. This is Rock School. We talk about famous album covers. Hopefully you can pull them up. Yeah, and other stuff.
I know that you can't answer the question, but I'm still trying to figure out how in the world do you get your motivation for these pictures. You know, if you're sitting around, we got this album, we're going to release it. Now we just need an idea for the cover art. Let's go do this.
I think a lot of the stuff is on a whim. I really do. I think most of these are on a whim. Simon and Garfunkel, Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. It's taken at 5th Avenue and 53rd Street subway station.
That the one with the stenciled letters?
You got it.
Okay, yeah.
You got it. Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti. It's the pictures of the brownstone houses.
Mm.
Yeah, like the 6 or 7 story brownstones.
Yeah, big buildings.
Yeah, 96 St. Mark's Place, New York, New York. Lots of people have their picture taken on this. Furthermore, they're the brownstones that were pictured in West Side Story. Mm. They're also the brownstones that Keith Richards is sitting on at the beginning of the video for Waiting on a Friend.
Ah.
Same brownstones. And the one we're going to play.
Yeah.
Steely Dan's Pretzel Logic. If you remember, it's simply a man selling
pretzels. In the cold.
Yeah. Where is he standing? Central Park, New York, New York.
Obviously in the dead of winter.
In the dead of winter, correct. There's all kinds of steam coming out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman in the picture is Rene Rubenstein.
Who's that?
Now, here's the thing. We just took some guy that was selling pretzels. They took his picture.
Uh-huh.
And they said to him, now, we want to put you on the cover of this album. Now, sign this release form. And Rene said, nah, give me a bunch of money. And they said, we're not giving you any money. And he said, well, I'm not signing your stupid form.
What?
Fine. So they did some research into the guy and discovered that he had no license to sell pretzels in the park.
What did that?
So what they did, they said, well, we're going to use the picture. Figured he wouldn't sue because he had no license to sell pretzels.
Uh-huh.
And used the picture anyway.
Okay.
So that's the story behind Rene Rubenstein showing up on the cover of Steely Dan's Pretzel Logic.
That's a lot of headache for a picture. Just go take a picture of a hot dog man or something.
But it's Pretzel Logic.
They changed the name.
Hot dog logic doesn't fit. Rock School. All right, there's Pretzel Logic, which you're right, should have been Hot Dog Logic. Would have been so much better.
I'm just saying.
Would have made for a better picture. That's the bottom of the hour plus 2 or 3 minutes. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We'll get back to some album covers in just a minute. But first, 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, June 28th through Sunday, July 4th, our nation's Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Chad, do Monday.
Got it. Monday, June 28th, back in 1973, Wayne Fontana, Jerry and the Pacemakers, The Searchers, and Herman's Hermits, they played a British Invasion revival concert at MSG.
June 29th, that's a Tuesday back in 1969, the Jimi Hendrix Experience plays its last and final concert.
June 30th, back in 1985, there's love in the air for about 10 days. Cher and Greg Allman were wed and then divorced.
And they had a kid.
Nice.
In those 10 days, ba-boom. 15 years ago, 1995, celebrated disc jockey Wolfman Jack dies of a heart attack at age 57 in Belvedere, North Carolina.
Friday, July 2nd, that's a Friday this year, but back in 1980, the Grateful Dead's Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and their manager Joel Rifkin were all arrested on obstruction charges. They interfered with police while the police were trying to arrest a concert goer for a drug-related offense.
July 3rd, that's a Saturday in 1969, for the first time ever, rock and roll acts appear at the Newport Jazz Festival. Zeppelin, Jeff Beck, and 10 Years After all perform. And then Independence Day, Sunday, July the 4th, 10 years ago in 2000, a male fan falls to his death from the upper section of Ravens Stadium in Baltimore prior to a Metallica concert. Okay, back to the pictures that are on the front of album covers. Are you familiar with U2's The Joshua Tree?
I think any album that U2 did that wasn't some type of clip art was them shot somewhere in Dublin.
No, this one wasn't. The Joshua Tree has the two black masks on either side, just the black bars, and then it has a picture of them standing sort of stoic looking against a real dank background and one cactus standing there. The Joshua Tree.
One cactus.
Yes, one cactus. Zabriskie Point. Zabriskie is part of the Amargrosa Range located in Death Valley National Park in the United States. And believe it or not, people who are fans of U2 can go right to Zabriskie Point and get their picture taken. The problem is...
There's always a problem.
So many people went there and so many people trampled and so many people this and so many people that. The actual Joshua Tree fell over and died in the year 2000.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
Whoops.
Here's U2. Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
Rock School.
The Joshua Tree.
This is Rock School talking about famous album covers and where the pictures were actually taken. Grab your computator device and look up the Beastie Boys album, Paul's Boutique. You know the album I'm talking about?
I'm guessing it was taken in front of Paul's Boutique.
Which is located at 99 Riverton Street, New York, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And people go and they have their picture taken in front of Paul's Boutique.
Yeah.
Okay, now the one we're going to play, Band on the Run. Now, here's the thing. It's got lots of people appearing to be escaped convicts while a single circular beam of light hits them as if they're escaping. Mm-hmm. And it's just taken in front of a sort of a brick wall.
All right.
Right? Now, where was it taken? Apparently online, but it matters. Which brick wall are they in front of?
Okay.
Apparently online, somebody said it was taken at Austerly Park in Brentford. And people go to this wall in Brentford, and they have their picture taken, and people stare at them strangely, and everybody kind of smiles and waves and does all of that. Here's the problem. Clive Arrowsmith, the person who took it, not spelled the same way.
Got it.
Yeah. He's the photographer. And Michael Parkinson, one of the escaped convicts, say, no, that's completely wrong. If you get your picture taken there at the Austerly Park, you're in the wrong place. It was actually taken in Brentford, Middlesex, part of London, at a place called Sion Park, S-Y-O-N Park. So the next time you're in London, make sure you make your way to Sion Park. That's where you can get your actual picture taken and be one of the Band on the Run.
You want to do it at night, too, with a spotlight on you.
If you can do it.
Yeah.
Somebody with a flashlight pointing it at you.
Right.
Here's Jet from Band on the Run. Rock School. We'll be right back. Rock School here as we talk about some famous album covers and where the pictures were actually done. Beach Boys, Surfin' Safari. Picture of them inside of a car.
Yeah, that's that yellow beat-up truck.
Yeah. Something. It's actually a Woody. It's a Woody. Yeah, truck, kind of a cross between a truck and a caravan from way back when, mm-hmm. with wood paneling on the side. They called it a Woody. It's Paradise Cove, just north of the Pacific Coast Highway. The site is open to the public, but there's a charge to go there and park and have your picture taken. People actually go and do that. America's Greatest Hits. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
it's
not
a picture, but everything's drawn on it. There's a picture of a large, tall spire with a globe on top of it.
Uh-huh.
That's called the Crossroads of the World, 6671 Sunset Boulevard. It was the United States' first modern shopping mall. And here's another interesting fact. You get America's Greatest Hits, none of it's a picture.
Uh-huh.
It's all hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
The artist of everything on America's Greatest Hits was Phil Hartman.
No way.
As in the guy from Saturday Night Live. Oh, you betcha.
Get out of here.
When we get back from the break, we're going to do one from Huey Lewis in the News. And we'll tell you, if you want, grab on your computer and pull up Sports, the album Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you where you can go and stand and have your picture taken to look right there. WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin, they've all got their computers up and they are trying like crazy to figure out where they can get their picture taken.
As is in Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain.
Yeah, but they'd have to come over, you know, in a plane.
Right.
And get to, unless they wanted to go get a couple of them in the UK. And I don't have a lot of the UK stuff here. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, let me give you a couple more here. The Doors, Strange Days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of all the circus performers outside, and there's a strong man there, and there's a little person in a top hat and
Where's
such.
Where's the circus?
That's taken at between 150 and 158 East 36th Street, New York, New York. It's taken in front of a courtyard known as Sniffen Court, S-N-I-F-F-E-N.
Mm.
It's still there, complete with the gates, and people still go and have their picture taken in front of it, so they'll understand there they are, where the doors are. The Free Will and Bob Dylan. That's Bob Dylan and his ex-girlfriend Susie Rotolo walking from the apartment that they rented at once. It's
mm-hmm.
mentioned also inside of American Pie, where Bob Dylan is supposedly wearing the same coat as James Dean is doing
mm-hmm.
it. They are walking in New York City between Joynes Avenue and 6th Street, walking towards 4th. Point the camera towards Bleecker Street. Do it correctly, and you will basically recreate the exact same shot as the front of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan LP.
Yeah.
Now, Huey Lewis and the News Sports.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's nothing more than those guys at a sports bar.
That's right, at a sports bar. But what sports bar are they in? The 2 a.m. Club, 382 Miller Avenue, Mill Valley, California, and they have gone out of their way to keep it looking exactly like it. There's a point on the floor where you can stand right there, throw a coat over your left shoulder, stare at the camera, and you can get exactly the shot that's on the front of Huey Lewis and the News Sports.
Make sure you got the pool cue and the bridge.
That's right.
On the
Put
table.
A guy in the back in a sleeveless t-shirt, and you can look just like it. There you go. Huey Lewis, Rock School.
I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me feel 3 feet thick. I want a new drug.
This is Rock School as we talk about some famous album covers. A bit of an experiment with me. It was a visual on the radio. Did it work? Do you think it was worthwhile?
I liked it. I looked up a few of them off mic so that I'd kind of have an idea of what I was talking about. But I like hearing, you know, the exact addresses of where the areas are and knowing that there are fans out there that still go to those places to reenact the picture. So I like it, yeah.
All right. Well, here's a couple more to wrap it up. The Who, The Kids Are All Right. A lot of people believe it's the four of them sitting down and they're all wearing a Union Jack and pretending they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe it's taken in front of Grant's Tomb, Riverside Drive, New York. Wrong. The actual location is the Carl Schurz Memorial, a couple blocks east of Riverside and Morning Park. That's a lot of people get their picture taken in front of Grant's thinking this is it. It's not. It's the Carl Schurz Memorial right down the street.
Who's going to prove I'm wrong?
Me. and the one we're going to finish up on, Rush. Moving pictures.
Oh, those I know this one.
Three arches.
Yeah.
And people are pretending that they're moving the art.
They're selling
out.
Street art.
That's
yeah.
right. The album cover was taken in front of the Ontario Legislative Building at Queen's Park. Still there, still open. And if you position the camera just right, just catching those three arches, it's mm-hmm. a much bigger building than just that. Just catching the three arches. You will have the album cover from Moving Pictures.
You need some extras, though, to stand there with the easels and
woman
move
with
the
babushka crying.
Right.
Yeah, you need
the two all kids,
of that.
All that.
Sure. And Geddy Lee screaming, living in the limelight. And that'll wrap us up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.